Mark Grody has got your Bears hit. There's happenings at Halas Hall, and we are lucky to have Mark Grody join us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Bears.
Bears. Gentlemen, another jam-packed day out here at Halas Hall with a full practice today, which the media was allowed to get a glimpse of. Another open locker room session. I will take you into the Bears locker room a little bit later on in this Bears hit. Plus, Caleb Williams was headlining the interview room today, the lectern, if you will. Ben Johnson speaking in back-to-back days, which was cool. We will hear from him as well. The Bears had, in the glimpse that we were allowed to see in the practice today, they had three running backs in practice today on fields one and two. DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai returned, and Britton Brown was out there as well. No Roschon Johnson. He is still injured. As far as injuries are concerned, well, I'm not sure if it's an injury or not, but TJ Edwards, the Bears' best linebacker, was not spotted on the practice field today. That first injury report comes out tomorrow, so we won't have to wait much longer to get a little bit more texture on the Bears that may or may not be injured in some cases. As I said, of course, the headliner out here today is QB1, Bears quarterback Caleb Williams. And I thought this was really interesting today. I know we've all made, and justifiably, a big deal out of the Caleb Williams cadence and the pre-snap issues that have existed going back to last year. Cole Kmet said that Caleb has had no choice but to get better at the cadence. Kmet also said that the Kansas City game, I thought this was really interesting, that was one of his better games getting off of the football, and he said a lot of it is because of Caleb's improving cadence. So here is Caleb Williams himself with even more testimonials, the way he calls it. Here's Caleb.
You know, you may have heard sound bites or whatever. Last year, cadence was a little different than obviously this year. So, you know, I think this year it's been awesome. It's been fun to use. Being able to, you know, hearing the other guys on the other side that hear me every single day for the past how many ever months we've been practicing versus our defense, come up to me like, you know, the cadence is getting strong, it's getting better, it's getting harder to decipher what and when the ball is going to be snapped and things like that. So it's, you know, positive feedback from the guys that hear me every single day, and being able to use it as a weapon is really important for us and our team. And, you know, getting those kind of things we call dirty yards in a way is, you know, something as small as a cadence, which is huge and important for us as an offense. But from the defense side, it's something as small as a cadence is, you know, getting us some positive yards to be able to help us, you know, either stay on the field or, you know, put us in advantageous positions.
So, look, that's nice. That's extra stuff. That's advanced level stuff, and you want your quarterback to be good at it. I would like him to not, you know, fumble the opening snap on an end around. You know what I mean? So, like, my bar's lower, I guess, right now. But should we expect Lawrence, him to be able to use cadence as a weapon?
Yes, I think that's a goal. And I think he did that. He did that earlier in the preseason.
In the good game.
Yeah, he was able to do that.
The Buffalo game.
It should definitely be a part of his arsenal. You're right, though, and they talked a lot about that at the fumble, that everything leading up to that was sped up. So that play got sped up.
Yeah.
And because of it, and that's why Ben has been so particular about all the stuff that happens inside of the huddle, getting the play to him quickly enough, getting the play to the rest of the squad out quickly enough, and then getting to the line and being prepared and not being rushed because of the play clock.
I also love the fact that the defensive players are complimenting him, because that may just sound like them saying it, but that's not true, because last year the defensive players were kind of saying the opposite. Remember Big Bill, Andrew Billings, just kind of torturing Caleb Williams during training camp with letting out the big screams and the yells. So to hear actual testimony from Cole Kmet, who, you know, never went out of his way to, you know, to say that everything was perfect with Caleb Williams. So to hear finally, guys, specific testimonials about it, as opposed to what we usually heard was, it's getting better. Oh, yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. And then you talk to guys in the locker room, it wasn't necessarily getting better. Now these guys are offering it to them that it's getting better for Caleb Williams?
I don't know, Grody, and maybe you got a sense for it today, and maybe we'll hear some in the next cut. I don't know. But, like, how much control is Caleb going to be given at the line of scrimmage and during the course of the game? Like, is he a quarterback in full early on here in the Ben Johnson regime, or is he just going to run what Ben tells him to do? I don't know the answer to that yet.
And you know what, Spiegs, nor does Ben Johnson. You know, and Ben Johnson is leaving it open. He, you know, and we'll get to Ben Johnson here in just a little bit too. But Ben Johnson basically said it's up to Caleb. A lot of it's got to do with his preparation starting today in the next few days and what he's capable of. And the beautiful part about Ben Johnson is, you know, it's always a fluid situation. Ben Johnson is ready to adjust on a dime. And guess what? Caleb Williams was today talking about making in-game adjustments, you know, in general, but specifically against this very, as we know, very aggressive Brian Flores Minnesota defense.
The first part of it is, which we've talked about a little bit, is being able to understand that there's going to be a wrinkle with Flores, and understanding that when that happens, it's a wrinkle every single week for every single team, and trying to put his team and his defense in an advantageous position, and so being able to adjust to those and be level minded throughout the whole game is really important. And then from there, once you adjust, it's being able to go out there and execute, and even when things aren't in our favor, maybe the first quarter, second quarter, whatever the case may be, and that sense of we haven't adjusted fully yet, is being able to still execute our base plays and get positive yards, positive gain, keep us on the field, and not have negative plays.
Okay, so the in-game adjustment stuff, trying to work through all of that for Caleb, I think is, it's going to be a challenge, especially considering who they're playing this week. You know, like that to me is something that is fun to watch, is that how do you handle what they throw at you and then make sure you counterpunch so that you can have an advantage on the offensive side.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's why you get on coach versus coach and start to think about that and think about Ben dictating problems to Flores, and that's what he's done with better personnel, of course, in a lot of ways, but he dictated tempo and confusion to Flores with the Lions, and that's been very effective growth.
Yeah, no doubt he did have success, and quite frankly, Caleb Williams had more success against Minnesota than I thought he would last year. I remember the build up going into that first game, which was an overtime loss for the Bears. Like, we were all like super fearful of what was coming at Caleb, but Caleb did a pretty good job. Had a couple of his a bunch of his best throws that he had in a Bears uniform, I thought, in that first quarter, where he had the back-to-back plays, one to DeAndre Swift, the other to Keenan Allen, and then that 27-yard dart in the fourth quarter. So Caleb actually did a pretty good job last year. And I thought it was interesting too, like Caleb was talking about specifically the Viking safety, the omnipresent Harrison Smith, who, by the way, is only 36 years old. Feels like he should be 45. But he talked about the cat and mouse game that he had with 22, as he called them, how Caleb would make an adjustment. Then Harrison Smith makes an adjustment for the Minnesota defense, and then he readjusts. So Caleb was kind of smiling and appreciating that was going on. I'm looking forward to seeing what Caleb has in terms of those adjustments, getting the line set up right. All of that stuff is just huge for Caleb Williams this year. So I thought that was very interesting. As far as Ben Johnson is concerned, the Bears head coach, speaking of the Minnesota defense, we're going to stay with that theme as we get closer to game day on Monday night at Soldier Field. But I brought up to Ben Johnson during his press conference today the complications in going up against two big-time edge rushers in Jonathan Greenard and Andrew Van Ginkel, both capable of getting double-digit sacks for a season, which they did last year. So here is Ben Johnson on dealing with that. And I was specifically asked them about, how do you block all these guys?
Shoot, yeah. I mean, I think there's more than that, too. They have Dallas Turner was a first-rounder a year ago that he's going to be coming to his own here year two. And then I think they really upgraded their interior defensive line as well. I think that gets overlooked a little bit between Jonathan Allen and Hargrave. So, I think the beauty of the defense, once again, I said it yesterday, is they create a lot of one-on-one matchups. And when you have guys that they feel good about winning their one-on-ones, that it puts a lot of stress on our guys. But, you know, I think we know the task at hand. We'll see how practice goes here this week. And, you know, it's hard to have any breather plays this week. It's just the nature of how Flo calls it. And, you know, we got to be locked in if we want to have success against this defense.
So that defense to me is so fun to watch because of what you're bringing up there, Groats. They got a couple of Swiss Army knives. Van Ginkel's one of them. Metellus is another.
Yeah, Metellus.
They line him up everywhere from defensive line to strong safety.
Mm-hmm.
He plays everywhere. And having that type of versatility and having a guy like Byron Murphy, who's really good out there at corner, it allows you to do so many different things. And I hope that Ben Johnson's had a great record against the Vikings, but these aren't the Lions. And hopefully the Bears are in a place where they can handle all of the cat and mouse stuff that Caleb was talking about.
Run the ball.
That surely would help. You know, but even getting up to the line of scrimmage and thinking that you're seeing something that you're not seeing.
Snap the ball on time.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck, everybody.
Spiegs, you were talking about Ben Johnson and his adjustments and his process. And I think this cut I want to play for you guys from Ben Johnson will take you into that just a little bit, like literally what he is thinking this week and going into the game against Minnesota, which should give us a little bit of intel on how Ben Johnson handles this week to week. And of course, it was in the form of an offensive coordinator previously. But Ben starts talking about what is true. No matter how much we know about Caleb Williams, there's still a lot of mystery surrounding Caleb Williams. Here's Ben Johnson.
There is, of course, a giant unknown, but you know, I equate it back to when I was in high school, man, we'd go into game days and only throw it about five times. Now, we're a darn good team. We ended up winning state my junior year, but I always come out of the game, I was, shoot, why didn't we throw it more than that, you know, as a quarterback? And it goes back to, well, what did the week look like in practice? And so I think that's why the preparation, what it looks like on the field, is so important. I think we'll have a real good feel as a coaching staff what we're going to get out of Caleb on Monday night with how he approaches the next few days, and it's going to help dictate how I call the game as well. You know, how much we put the ball on really in his hands and on his shoulders to carry us through, or you know, it's everybody on this offense is going to have to carry the load at some point here this game. You talked about all the one-on-ones up front with our O-line, but I think our backs got to hold up in protection. Our tight ends got to be involved. Our receivers have to be physical. I mean, it's everybody here. So we'll see over the course of the week what that looks like. But, you know, I think since I became a coach, that's really – I go in early in the week, and, man, I have a lot of concerns about – what it's going to look like on game day, and man, I don't know if this is going to work, blah, blah, blah. But by the time we get to the end of the week, I usually have a high degree of confidence in our guys because of how they've gone about their business, and I already feel that right now with this crew.
Man, I love how he is comfortable talking about what he doesn't know yet. You know, we've seen it a bunch during camp. Like, it's a process, and he's going through the process, and you don't got to pretend that you know stuff just to, like, keep your gravitas or keep your you know, your air of leadership. It's like there's power in admitting you don't know. He doesn't know yet how much he's going to be able to let Caleb do the thing. Last year, they were going to just let Caleb try to walk up and be Matthew Stafford, remember? Like, literally against Matthew Stafford and the Rams, we saw Caleb up there.
He actually was fairly successful in that particular game.
In that game, he was, but I remember being struck by, like, look how much they're letting him count guys and dictate and change plays and everything like that.
And he wasn't right all the time.
No, but here's Ben openly saying, I don't know how much I'm going to let him do that. I don't know yet.
Yeah, let's see how the practices go. Let's see how the game's going, and then we can adjust.
Ben might be good enough that he doesn't need to let him do too much of that early on.
I think that's
the idea.
I think that's the goal.
I think it's the goal is like to not have to ask the kid who's learning to save your freaking franchise.
You don't have to be Superman on every play. Like, live to fight another down. Throw the ball away. Be on time. And if you're on time with this offense and you go where you're supposed to go, the offense itself, with Caleb's ability, with his arm talent, they should be able to make some hay against defenses in the NFL.
And this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing that the season's about, is like, you know, Ben limiting Caleb and Caleb accepting it for the greater good and knowing that there's going to be plenty of time and plenty of opportunities for him to show the special.
Groats, guess what, man? We've already run out of time in this segment, but there's more stuff. So we're extending your segment.
How about that?
That's what we're doing.
Hey, if you guys are down, I'm down. I'll be here all day.
All right, good, because we got more stuff that we need to talk to you about, more Bears that we need to hear from, like DJ Moore, for example.
Two words.
We will do that coming up next here on The Score.